Purpose Critique Review, Positive, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and Education. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents. Got it in there.
I have to chop that up like a sandwich.
Yeah, chop it up. All right, one more time. For the Purpose Critique Review, Positivity, Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents.
Something like that. Something will land on the cutting room floor.
It's all good.
So, it's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And I am New Jersey Mike, the junior nerdling. And can you believe we have passed Thanksgiving?
Oh, thank goodness.
And now we are into the Christmas dash for
the
presents.
The finish line.
Yes.
You know?
Now it's like three weeks of advertising.
That's about it. Because at time of doing this, it's like pre-race. And then when you got post-time.
It's Cyber Monday today.
Yeah,
so what does that tell you? The shopping season is in full swing now. So whatever toy or leather jacket or diamond ring, car, whatever, get ready for waiting list and mad rushes to the store.
Yeah, and order your stuff early. Don't be like one of those numbnuts who like, oh, I'll order it on the 22nd or the 20th. Okay, we just had the first big snow that is in the Midwest. It's moving towards the New Hampshire up in the east. Yes, you are not that special. Order your stuff early.
Yes, because if not, for the kids, Santa might get stuck somewhere and his sleigh with, unfortunately, the California fires. Who knows what's in the atmosphere and all the toxic pollutants that...
Well, Jeff Bezos is not going to give you a special drone to bring you your crap.
No.
So anyway, I just want to say... We're starting it off and kicking it off early because I'm actually enjoying Christmas songs and music again.
Yeah, but you know what's great about it? They skipped Thanksgiving this year. They went right over it to the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, you know, for Thanksgiving, I slept in. I didn't go out because we had 300,000 people extra here in Vegas. And I didn't want to be part of that mess. I took like three naps. It was nice to catch up on sleep.
I went out a few hours with a buddy for Thanksgiving and... I guess it was a little busy, but I guess it was broken down into Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, it's nice when it gets like that.
And the traffic is getting so bizarre here. They call it the spaghetti bowl off of the 15 or the 10 to the 15. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting worse
but
and worse.
That's kind of a norm in every metropolitan city. For example, you take Atlanta, Georgia. When they first started building the freeway system there, somebody said, I got an idea. Let's have the freeway run all the way around. It's getting crowded. Let's put another loop around it. And then I heard, maybe this is past or present or something, but let's put a third loop around the city. So the city is like, what, 50 miles from side to side?
Welcome to the metropolitan known as Vegas.
Oh, so anyway, we're going to be kicking it out here with some Christmas music.
Talking about that, I seen a license plate yesterday that said no geek.
No geek?
Yeah, that's what he said, no geek. So maybe he was a geek that was a non-geek that's now doesn't want to admit he was a geek. And he made it somehow? I don't know. Wasn't a flashy car, but it said no geek.
No geek. Well, we're nerds.
So, I don't know.
So, anyway, I'm picking the first one, and it's the new Monkees track from their Christmas album, which is beginning to get a lot of attention, a lot of traction. This is the first so-called, I'm going to wiggle my fingers like a air quotes here, said single. But here we go. This is Unwrap You at Christmas.
Remove nothing
That one,
yes,
there.
What?
It's just really good to hear the Monkees after us seeing
Mickey
them in
Dolenz
concert.
Is still in prime vocal. I mean
we
I
saw
swear.
Them in concert what, two times within a year?
Yeah.
And I know you saw them three times within
a
year.
Three
you
times
had a trifecta.
I saw Mickey Dolenz.
I had an exacta. You had a trifecta. And what's beautiful about that is you appreciate their music because you see how
I do.
Incredible.
I don't know if I'm gonna have time. I want to do a Monkees Christmas podcast where we just upload it with everything that can be found under the sun.
Wow.
Just depends what our time frame is.
Yeah,
here.
You know, but after seeing him with all those different hats on, like he's the gunslayer.
Yeah.
And gunslinger, you know, the gun, whatever.
You're talking about the opening
hire.
Credits?
Yeah. No, no. When he's when we see him on in the
oh, yeah.
concert, where he has the black hat on.
He has
on
the,
and
the fedora.
Yeah. And then you see their show, you know, they're all like the gunslinger and stuff. Oh, these guys are amazing.
Amazing. So, next song you picked.
Elvis, Blue Christmas. I know I love Elvis, so Vegas, Elvis, Christmas,
well,
all works.
Well, if you had a choice, okay, you have a choice. You can take one song and put it on a rocket ship and shoot it towards the sun and it'll never come back. The other song is a song that is going to be played every Christmas, we'll say every 2 hours on the hour. All right, you have one, Elvis's Blue Christmas, or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Which one do you want to put on the rocket ship? Because I'm going to tell you right now, Mariah Carey's song, it's not, okay, it's just a fine song, but they just play it to death too much. Put it on the rocket ship, shoot
but
towards the sun.
How about if Mariah Carey would sing it for you with Naughty Lingerie on? Then well, you got to turn around and throw a little twist. We're in Vegas.
Elvis, I'm going to miss
yes,
you.
Exactly. That's it.
I'm sure I'll dig up the chipmunks singing it. So here's Elvis, Blue Christmas.
Christmas tree.
I'm not sorry to say this because didn't grow up with Elvis, but like you said, in some kind of commercial movie.
In the store, over the PA system.
Your Aunt Sarah, your grandmother, whatever.
Yes.
Somebody turned around and played some kind of Elvis Blue Christmas. Yeah. You had to hear
now,
this.
Now, you've heard the story about Elvis might have been in the Home Alone movie as an extra.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's something, one of those little... controversial conspiracy theories, but there is this guy that's standing behind. I'm probably getting a few facts wrong here, but he's standing in back, and it looks like Elvis. Could have been a few years gone by, cleaned up and everything, and it's just amazing the way the guy looks like.
Hey, listen, who knows?
Who knows? Okay, my next one is I've always liked this because there are no bad Chuck Berry songs.
No.
I mean, I know every guitar riff and instrumental may sound the same, but just Run, Run, Rudolph, Run, Chuck Berry.
And you see that in so many movies or excerpts in some kind of commercial.
Yes.
Oh, this is great. This one,
yes,
this was in the movie Home Alone that you're talking about, this conspiracy theory of Elvis, because it's in the airport scene.
That's why, because it's we're talking about kids. We just posted the Blues Brothers and Alice's Restaurant for Thanksgiving, A Christmas Story, and Home Alone is kind of a Christmas setting because you got John Candy in it. They're leaving, they're into the airport to go.
John Candy's not in Home Alone,
yes, he is.
Where is he in Home Alone?
At the very beginning. Before Elvis?
Wait a second, John. I didn't know John Candy's in Home Alone. I didn't see him.
Yeah, he's
Home Alone.
The airport. Very small cameo appearance.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. Wow.
Well, you got something to do.
Where is this? Is this in between when they break to go from the house?
To go to the airport, and then they run into him. He's like a kind gentleman, you know. Oh, go right ahead. Blah blah blah.
I didn't know that. So, no. He isn't. He gives her the ride home. In the thing.
Somewhere in there, John
Candy. When she gets the ride home, John, you're right. I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah. John Candy's in there. He's the oh my gosh, the polka. Polka.
That's
the polka
it.
Guy.
Yeah, the polka guy.
Oh my gosh, you got me so, like, I'm so
no
absorbed. Like, where the fuck happened to John Candy? You're right. John Candy's in that movie. No wonder why we love that. I mean, he's there in the back of the van. Polka.
Exactly.
Dance polka. This polka. Polish. I mean, he is good. Miss
All
him
right,
too.
Your next pick.
Pussycat Dolls. I think it's Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. Here we go.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. And I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Baby, I want a yacht. Really, that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, there's something I really do need. The deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney
There you go. Pussycat Dolls, Oh Santa Baby.
Man.
So we were talking Toy Story. Or not Toy... No, yeah, what did
toys.
I say? Richard Pryor?
Toys.
Toys. I think that was a Christmas theme movie too.
I think you're right. I think so because he's based on something like he's a toy and the kid Jackie Gleason's son buys him. If not, you're never going to work again type of thing. Yeah. You're hired.
Or at least somewhere in there, they got snuck in a Christmas scene or a Christmas... part of the year of the storyline, which makes it really sitting, really good.
I think that was one of the awesome movies.
Well, my final choice is going to be from, it was a charity Christmas album in the 80s. They did volumes 1 and 2, and not only was Madonna's version of Santa Baby, that was the Pussycat Dolls that we played there, but there was a Tom Petty song, and I think it's kind of forgotten. I don't think it appeared on the box sets. It's Tom Petty's Christmas All Over Again.
Decorations are on the
mixing it up there a little bit with a live version from 2000, the TV special, Christmas All, or A Very Special Christmas.
I was thinking that's amazing. That's pretty cool. And I come up with one. I'm going to go 3 for 3, 3 me 3. Because the Grinch That Stole Christmas is out in the movie theater. People are taking their kids from, what do they call that, Q-Land? Or what's that called? Who-Land?
Whoville.
Whoville. And there. And I see people putting on Facebook, oh, you know, like, I went out, now I'm taking my kids or my grandkids. You know what? See the Grinch. Listen to this song because
listen
it's
to the
really
lyrics.
Cool.
The lyrics are so, you know, it's so
And
Grinchy.
I want to go to the original one that we grew up on. Like when they're
Absolutely.
Mr. Grinch. Oh, man, this is...
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster. Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39-and-a-half-foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. Have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Full of unwashed socks, your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotch with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
There you have it. So, you know that, we're talking about that, the person doing that baritone, that deep voice, how much that influenced you when you were a kid. But can you imagine how different that court recording could have been if they didn't have a good studio? I'm going to guess they probably recorded that 1966 at the Capitol Tower record tunnels.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hidden in L.A., man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but it just, it seems like, because it's so pure. And the person singing is named... How do you pronounce that? Thurl Ravenscroft?
Yeah, Thurl Ravenscroft.
Thurl
like
Ravenscroft.
Thurl.
I would love, one of these days, Thul? Probably T-H-U-R.
It could be Thul, silent R, yeah. Thursday.
Well, his last name is Ravenscroft.
Yeah.
Such a singer. We'll have to do a podcast on him someday.
Oh, listen, that is one of the most iconic things. They just have a movie based on this now. You know, The Grinch. So how can't you, I see on Facebook.
And this is a new version.
Not
the Jim Carrey one.
What do you call that? A new, bringing a new.
CGI.
No, but bringing a new.
It's not CGI?
No, a new, what do you call that? A new
era.
Era, yeah, thank you. A new era of, like, families and kids, like the grandmothers taking them. Oh, I saw the Grinch on TV. I'm going to take you to the movies, the aunts, the uncles. It's a family affair. Listen, go see the Grinch.